journal found in a ditch. December 4. This morning I dreamt that I worked with a small crew at a convenience store. Customers would piss and shit on the bathroom floors, but I never had to deal with it. Some other employees took care of that. The crew here were all buddies who hung out together. They would get together and hang out after work. At one point, I'm outside, and there's a 7.5 foot tall humanoid creature walking in a vast, empty, abandoned parking lot. This creature has green fur. I followed around, joking with it. One-sided communication. The creature is not offended by my tall, green, furry, humanoid jokes, but I bore it. December 5th. So nice outside in the sacred evening. I'm smoking dried snake and listening to a late 1960s playlist from an alternative world. The walls of my family home are decorated with ancestors' bones. Some bones white and new, others yellow, cracked and old. 70,000 cigarettes have been smoked in the house, but no one lives here or stay over for maybe a few weeks during intermittent hard times. The oldest bones go back 190 years, and they are pocked and black. December 6th. Finish reading the collected works of H.P. Lovecraft for the 8th time. Befriended a stray cat I named Stranger. Fed him my last slice of bologna. I live in my car. And the bologna had lain around at room temperature for a day and a half anyway. The cat was happy to have it. Good times. December 7. Uncle Boney died last night. He choked out on broken glass under the overpass. He was always a wild one. So many times he had passed out in a puddle of his own blood. That's all over now. I'm moving out of my car tomorrow and inheriting his shack. I am the only living relative. The rest have died from artery erections, or profound flatulism. Murky times. December 9. I wear my best, but still vomit-stained shirt to the legal office of Holmes Slamson to sign a bundle of documents, and the place is mine. My druggy uncle willed me a odd green and black house. The lawyer handed me the papers to sign and gave me a skull-shaped key. My home now. Lawyer showed me quickly to the door. Those without money are seldom welcome for long. But now, I will have a roof over my head until the government kicks me out for not paying water bill and property taxes. I slept in my uncle's house last night. Possums have moved in. They scamper away when I walk into the living room. had uneasy dreams and caught a bad flu last night, throwing up, constant runny nose and no Kleenex. Snot rocketeer spraying the cold floor with milky green clots. Slept most of the day, getting up to piss, relieve my parched throat with glasses of water. Misery. December 10. Still sick. A repeat of yesterday with added fever dreams. One meal of chicken noodle soup. And at 7 p.m., a snack of hot beef broth that lend my body a little strength. December 11. First part of the day dragging things from my car to put inside my new home, arranging them. I don't have much anymore. I had 3 guitars, but when evicted from my apartment, I had to give them and most of my possessions away or leave them in the apartment. While moving in and arranging things, I found a baggie of Uncle Weed. Pretty good stuff. Now I'm going to pull out my journal and spark up a number. Finally over my illness. It's a good thing. I don't have a job or I've been fired from my profound, prolonged illness. December 24. I began serious work of hauling out trash that covers most of the floor. And the furniture of my uncle's to various different apartments, dumpsters, bags of trash on the couch, bags of trash on the ground, etc. This morning the hard work begins. I'm careful to search all I throw out. Any drugs that might be hidden within? I've already found a $20 bill stashed in a shoebox that was otherwise full of leaves and flat rocks that we called skippers in my childhood. My uncle could skip these rocks all the way across the pond where we would fish when I was a kid. The pond is gone. It is now a corporate office of the Pollution Bureau. December 25. Found a half bottle of vodka under a stack of clothes that were moldered from a leak in a roof. I drank it down using tap water as a mixer. For such a shabby house in such a poor area, my uncle's water was always good, good and crisp. He told me there's a small aquifer under the block he lives on. Quarter of a mile underground body of glacial water. He claimed a green reptile, lizard people, live down there. 3 foot high and dangerous with sharp claws. He said on certain full moon nights he would sometimes trade them bottles of booze for strange gold and silver ornaments. He always seemed to have some degree of money, but I thought it came from selling drugs. I was pretty much wasted. I wasted the day away, wasted sipping vodka, drinking from my uncle's cool library of books. I became a bookworm in grade school reading his books when I was over. He once had several hundred, but he did leave me a large bookshelf packed with treasures like Damis Burroughs, Franz Kafka, Poe, Lovecraft, many other oddities. Many of these books, hardcover first editions. December 27. Taking out lots of trash from the kitchen floor, searching each bag of trash, Sure enough, I found more money. $67. They were in rolled up bills, and there was a little baggie of oily black powder pellets. Looks like some kind of drug. I'm thinking about trying some. I have no idea what it is. Okay, after pondering about it for a couple hours, I decided to take that black drug. At first, I crushed the pellet over a piece of paper using my expired library card and a lighter to smash it up. But it breaks up into greasy clumps that smear the paper. Unsnortable. So instead, I get out Old Steady, a wooden marijuana pipe I've been using for 35 years. I packed a thin layer of tobacco from a pack of cigarettes my uncle had owned. Then I put some shiny black clumps on top. It smells like black bacon from an alien world. I don't smoke ciggies, but powder the tobacco over the stuff to under the stuff to kind of hold it like some kind of filter. Here we go. It tastes like burnt plastic with a whiff of bacon and chalk. It's hard to burn into smoke. You really have to work to get a small puff. I spent 2 minutes waving the lighter over the black substance and inhaling to get only 2 small hits. The lingering aftertaste is nasty. I swished water in my mouth and opened the front door to spit it out into the withered lawn. Of course, a police car happened to be going by right then. He slowed, gave me a hard stare, and then sped back up and moved on. I don't feel anything yet. After a few minutes, except lightheaded from puffing so hard, I decide to lay in bed for 20 minutes to gauge if I'm feeling anything. I don't even know if it is a drug. After waiting 20 minutes, the only effect was nervous tension, so I began hitting the pipe again. I knew better how to hit it now, and I got a big coughing, choking hit. I coughed hard and drooled for a couple minutes. It felt like my lungs were full of hot Elmer's glue. I lay back in bed again to wait another 20 minutes to see if anything happens. As soon as I was prone on my back, the vibration started up in my lungs and expanded out. An odd strobe light-like visual effect kicked in as I stared up at an HR Geiger poster my uncle had taped to the ceiling. It was coming up really fast. I felt like a stuffed toy filled with itchy electrical fuzz. I became worried that these hard-hitting effects were from the earlier small puffs, so that massive cloud I exhaled was really gonna fuck me up. Strange feelings I can't properly describe. Flash floods of emotional bursts. Mad laughter morphing into tears, fear. Images of plants with sharp teeth walking on white woods. A total love for all living things smoothed my muscles to slack. Just as slack as it can be. feeling is like laying in a bed full of soft, warm butter. A warm, spreading slack. Euphoria like the air was massaging me. I lay in a field of energized peace for about an hour. All muscles loose, all cells widen to a wonderful relaxation. Muscles tighten, I began to shake. The visions began. Normal colors began having hues you only see on certain substances. But there are no colors like them in the physical world. Burst of flashing color patterns. A heavy feeling like the world will rip apart any minute. I realize I have about 23 hard trips worth of that in that baggie. I wish I knew what that drug was. December 28th. I came to at 10 p.m. tonight. 16 hours rest. I woke up naked in bed with no blankets. The blankets are still missing. And I searched the house and grounds. I had a long, bloody cut from nipple to belly button. Not deep enough to need stitches, but painful. Dried blood on the mattress. The clothes I had been wearing are also still missing. December 29. After making that December 28th entry, I slept the rest of Thursday away. So exhausted. Woke up at 11:30 a.m. after a series of bizarre and distorted dreams. I could feel the weight of a world that hates me pressing against my spinal cord. I could feel the deflective energy of the world pushing up, trying to repel me into space. December 30. Still trying to piece together what happened that day. I smoked the greasy black stuff. Never found my blankets or clothes. Bare footprints cross my front and back yards. Now it's New Year's Eve and I am totally drunk. Drinking to damn out another bad year. I guess they're all gonna be bad years from now on. January 5. I was in jail for a few days. Cops came to my house with a warrant for my arrest. Seems that about a dozen people reported a crazy naked man trespassing on their land. Some had video evidence of this. Apparently I killed somebody's dog when it attacked me for trespassing. I remember nothing of this. My last memory was laying in bed, open eye visuals that took over my brain. Going to have to get a state-appointed lawyer, so it don't look good. I think I should smoke more of that weird drug. At this point, why not? This is the end of the journey. It was found in a ditch 20 miles from the city of Ashbrooke, Kansas. Our investigators have been unable to trace it to the unknown author. The journal goes on for another 14 pages, but these are all crude sketches of sex acts and random scribbles that look vaguely like magical glyphs.